All right, so I just took these college kids to get some alcohol and just listening to them talk. They think that's going to make them happy, but it's not. They think it's going to solve their problems or whatever they're make them. They think they're going to have fun, you know. That's going to help them to have fun. But for some reason, it always leads to depression. It leads to fights, eventually. Fights and depression. Now, I have to ask yourself, why is that? Why does drinking cause depression and fights if it's supposed to be make you feel good? It just don't add up, people. See, here's the deal. Here's the deal. I don't care if it makes you mad. I don't care if you like it or not like it. I'm telling you the truth. The reason people have addictions is because they have an identity problem. It's all about identity. It's an identity issue. ADDI is toward DI, division. If you change the DI to ID, then you have your identity. So a DI is divided mind. And so the reason people have addictions, because their mind is divided. If they get into wholeness and oneness with Christ, the whole truth, there will not be an addiction. The reason you have an addiction, because you're divided. Your mind is divided. Your identity is divided. Once you get your identity in Christ, you break all addictions, because the only reason a person goes out and drinks or marijuana or whatever, drug or whatever they do, the only reason they do it is because they're trying to find their identity. Because everybody's a piece cut off, and all the pieces are facing off with each other to try to find identity. This is why the Bible says the body of Christ builds up each other. So after you get saved, you still need the body of Christ to build you up into your true identity. Before you're saved, you're divided. Even after you're saved, your mind needs renewing. Even though you're one with Christ, your mind is still in the process of moving from division to oneness, agreement, wholeness, complete, holy, 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 as goes back to wholeness. And so when you, if you want to break all addictions, get in the Word, meditate on His Word, and get sharpened as iron sharpens iron. So the Bible is very clear. The whole body fitly framed together and edifying each member into wholeness, into oneness. You're actually, every member in the body of Christ are one. You're one with Christ and you're one with each other. And so there's no division. There's no division in the body of Christ. So if you have people fighting and arguing, that means they're still divided. They have a divided mind. They're comparing themselves with one another. He said, she said, touch not, taste not, you know, don't do this, don't look at this, don't read this, don't think, say, I mean, yeah, you should discipline your own mind, but that's not for somebody else to try to legalistically put you under something. You're not going to change by rules. No legalistic preacher is going to change you. He's going to make it worse. If you go to a legalistic church and you want to grow in Christ, you're going to get worse, because they're trying to put you back under law. And those that are under law are under a curse. If you try to be good enough and be like Jesus with some rule, it's not going to work. There has to be a transformation in the mind, the heart, the soul, the will, the emotions, the intellect. That you have to see the whole pie, not just a piece of the pie. In order to move into wholeness and holiness, you got to see the whole picture, not just parts. If you only see partiality, pieces, you're going to stay in partiality. This is why I try to push everybody to study the etymology, because when you study the words, you realize what's going on. You no longer see pieces, you see the whole. So when some false teacher comes up to you, you're able to beat them because you see the whole pie. This is why they couldn't trap Jesus. They always tried to trap Paul or Jesus, or they try to trap me, they'll try to trap you. Well, what about such and such doctrine? Faith alone in Jesus alone. Eternal security in Christ. You're seated in the heavenlies in Christ. It really, just one sentence will destroy false doctrine, but they don't want to hear it. The Bible makes it clear all men and women are born in sin. And you can find the verse, in sin did my mother conceive me. You can find the verse, in Adam I'll die. You can find the multitude of verses that say you're a sinner. But they come up with some false doctrine and say, I'm not a sinner. I'm not a sinner. Yeah, you are. You're born in sin. Somebody says, well, I'm a saint now. Yeah, you must have got born again. You can't be a saint unless you get born again. So the reason these people are drinking, and they're probably drinking so that they can quench out that one girl. She was probably, I think she's getting, she says, when I'm at home, I'm an alcoholic. And she's telling her girlfriend. And then on the way back from the store, she said, well, that's one boo. I got one boo. Boo number one, boo number two, boo number three, boo number four. She was proud of the fact that she had like four boyfriends. But here's the reality. She's drinking to quench her consciousness. Her conscious, I mean. She's trying to drown out her conscious. Her conscious is bothering her because she's got four or five boos and she's lying to all of them and playing all games with all of them. She admitted it. Something like that used to make me mad. I don't care anymore because I know they're destroying themselves. See, when you are whole, if other people around you are not whole and they're doing the evil, yeah, it kind of makes you mad, but you don't identify with it. You know that they're not really hurting other people. They're actually destroying themselves. You know that those other people that they're targeting are going to get free. And they're just, and she's destroying her own soul. She's destroying her own heart, her will, her emotions, her intellect. And she's a college student. She's destroying herself. Now, that's what it might take that to bring her back to her senses. She might need that to bring her back to her senses, but when somebody's doing evil or doing wrong or whatever you want to call it, it's on them. If you're not whole, you're going to get mad and fight. And why are you doing that? If they want to act that way, let them do it. It's kind of like with a narcissist. You know, they'll tell you this. If somebody's dating a narcissist, right, and you try to tell them you're dating a narcissist, they're going to get mad at you. You're married to a narcissist. If they're married to one, don't even. You might send them a video about narcissism. Maybe they'll wake up. But if they're married to a narcissist, don't tell them their spouse is a narcissist. They'll fight you to the death. But if they call you and start crying, say, blah, blah, and I don't necessarily mean cry, but if they start complaining about their spouse, then you can open the door and say, well, you seem to keep calling me every week and complaining, so maybe you're married to some form of narcissism. Maybe you need to look it up. But somebody who's married to a narcissist, they're never going to be happy because the narcissist is doing mind games. They've been doing it from a child to make it, flip it, make the other person look crazy. So if they call you up and say, am I crazy? My spouse just said that I said this, and I know I didn't. Yeah, they're gaslighting her. Or gaslighting him. Could be a man or a woman. A man could be married to a female narcissist, a woman could be married to a male narcissist. It's the same game. So if they call you up and say, am I crazy? No, you're not crazy. You're being gaslit by a narcissist. And that narcissist is trying to make you crazy to get power and control over you. Because all they care about is power. The devil only cares about power. Every narcissist on the planet of the earth is demon possessed at some point. The devil can take them captive at will. Long story short, most people are either married or dating a narcissist because it's hard for two normal people to meet up with each other. Because these are like predators. These are apex predators looking for gullible people. And if you're one of those genuine people who's gullible about what this is, especially when you're young, you don't know these people out there. And so let's say two genuine people start to talk. There's going to be some narcissist somewhere who's going to try to break that up and flip reality and try to split those two up. Because if those two really got together and worked as a team, they could do anything. Because they're genuine. They want the truth. They want real love. It's not fake love. It's not about greed. It's about building the other one up. But they always try to separate two real believers. If you're a real believer and you met another real believer, but trust me, they're going to try to divide that. The devil can't allow it. If the devil is to allow that, those two people could do a lot of good for God and a lot of damage to the devil's kingdom, and he's going to try to stop it, you know. If two believers get together, sorry, I'm doing two things at once. If a man and woman are truly saved and they get together, you know how many souls they could win? How many people they could affect? And the devil ain't gonna let that happen. And if they do get together, the devil's gonna fight them all, try to divide them, get them to think, do mind games to get them to fight each other.